I guess you could say, controversial a little bit. I had a few things to say about a few people. A lot of people didn't understand me when I first came out, and I don't know why, but they didn't understand me at first and you know, took my lyrics literally, I guess, even when I was joking. I'm saying they couldn't learn to separate when I was joking and when I wasn't joking, and you know, things like that, didn't really understand me, so they had some things to say about me, so I had some things to say about them.
Along with the difficulties in his private life, Eminem was struggling to enjoy respite with his musical career. Even his touring schedules were affected during this turbulent time. The much-hyped Up in Smoke tour also ran into trouble. The mind-boggling hip-hop bill included Eminem, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Xzibit, Nate Dogg, Devin and Warren G. Seen by most observers as possibly the finest ever tour from this genre, the dates were nonetheless plagued by difficulties. Many complaints were lodged, mostly centering around the footage being played on the huge video screens at the back of the stage, which included near nudity and suggested gun violence. Eminem's decision to fool around on stage with a large inflatable doll was also never going to win over the ranks of the censorship lobby. Eventually, elements of the live show had to be diluted under the threat of the entire gig being closed down. Authorities even tried to pin charges of promoting pornography on some of the tour's cast. Later, the similarly breathtaking Anger Management Tour, which placed Eminem on a bill alongside new metal gods Limp Bizkit, Papa Roach, and rapper DMX, ran into difficulties in Canada, where conservative politicians unsuccessfully attempted to ban him from performing at the Toronto Sky Dome. Objectors claimed that the Detroit star was promoting hate propaganda. Having been cleared to play, Eminem responded on the night of the gig by opening the show with Kill You, one track that had been specifically highlighted as causing offence. He even dedicated The Way I Am to Valerie Smith, the lady who had been championing the campaign against the tour. This animosity was not unique to Canada. Elsewhere across the globe, students at various universities in the States and Europe launched similar protests before Eminem gigs, while parents and guardians fired off angry letters, expressing their shock that such an individual should be selling records to their children. Eminem had previously boasted of being sent to piss the world off with his lyrics. Well, in some sections of society, he seemed to be doing just that. By now, such was the contempt and suspicion for him amongst the establishment that he was specifically named and targeted for severe criticism. Dick Cheney's wife, Lynn, the former head of the National Endowment for the Humanities, gave testimony in front of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science and Transportation. She highlighted Eminem as a prime suspect in selling violent products to children. Such lofty chastisements of musicians were not new, of course. Back at the birth of rock and roll, Elvis the Pelvis was denounced as heretical and the scourge of the American Southern Bible Belt. The Beatles' records were burnt in pyres of right-wing consternation, a conservative fury that has never since died down. The heavy metal Satan-baiting lawsuits continued the battle, and even for the generation of kids listening to Eminem, there remain scores of prime suspects. In recent times, Marilyn Manson was unfairly and inaccurately held indirectly responsible for fueling the unstable minds of the Columbine High School gun massacre, even though the two school-age killers were not even Manson fans. The irony, of course, is that such criticisms almost always have the same result: the increased sales of records, concert tickets, and merchandise. The self-proclaimed moral guardians of society never seem to understand the dynamic that the more an artist is derided and pilloried, the more records they will sell. For his part, Eminem has consistently pointed out that his records always carry a parental advisory sticker, that the parents should take more responsibility for their own kids' choices, and that retailers should be more aware of who they are selling such obviously controversial products to. Meanwhile, his credibility and currency rocketed with every word of disapproval. Indeed, his notoriety at this time was such that copies of his The Slim Shady EP, without the proposed front cover of Eminem's butt, started to exchange hands for hundreds of dollars each. Despite this public enemy number one status, insiders regard Marshall Mathers as a very quietly spoken man, while those within the record industry who work with him on a daily basis have commented about his mild manners and amenable nature. Away from the stage or recording studio, he is acknowledged as a quiet, doting father. Unfortunately, even Eminem's desire for a peaceful home environment was denied him at this time. His right to personal privacy was jeopardized daily by the hundreds of fans who congregated outside his gate. His request to erect a high fence around his property was then denied by the local authority, who only permitted him to build a 2-meter-high barrier. He ended up with security guards patrolling his property, although he did admit that when he bought the house on a main road, that he had not expected such a level of adoration and fame as he now enjoyed. The authorities' intransigence seemed at odds with Detroit's usual positive attitude towards Eminem, particularly since around this time he was given the keys to the city by the mayor himself. Lack of privacy, however, was the least of his worries. As if the two pending court cases for the firearms incidents were not enough to worry about, there were also the lawsuits issued by the character name-checked in the song on the second album about bullying, brain damage, and the other by the man involved in the incident at the Hot Rocks Cafe. Add to this the ongoing legal wrangle with his own mother, and it was clear that Eminem's meteoric rise to fame and global infamy had not come without a price.